Mister, I always wear a light shoe, and I'm easy on shoes. Now there's a pair of shoes that's 2 years and better old. And I got a pair of boots over at the house. Got a pair of lace boots, and I also got a pair of cowboy boots.
I hate to think about these. You'll think I'm lying to you, perhaps, but I got these in 1947.
Yeah, that's...
You go with a tuxedo, and I just worn them off and on. I haven't worn them much.
Yeah.
I saw them in the drawer the other day and thought they weren't doing any good in there, so...
Just as well they can get some use out of them.
They weren't tuxedo shoes. They were just... I think I got them at an Army surplus store. They look it, and they feel it, but...
Well, I tried to put on these cowboy boots here sometime back when they was having this rodeo here in town. Shoot, I couldn't get them on.
Well, I look at these things and I think, 14 years, that's too long for a pair of shoes.
My wife wears out 3 or 4 pair a year.
Yeah, that's the way it is with my wife.
Yeah.
I don't let her throw them away. I tell her she can't get any more. Was it common for a young man to get a new suit when he was going to be married?
Oh, yes. Yeah. He had to have a new suit when he's going to be married. Yes, sir.
I know this was a shock to me when I found out that he had to do this. I hadn't counted on it. Well, what would you say if you got too many things in your pocket?
Get your pocket bulge it out, huh?
And if you got a new shirt and it fitted well until you had it washed, and then you buttoned it and your eyes did bulge out, you say the shirt, what?
Shrink.
And what did you say it has done?
Shrink.
Uh-huh. Peach, that I noticed you're looking at the clock. You want me to go?
No, not 4 o'clock.
Okay, fine. Will you let me come back again?
Well, if I can catch you when I'm not too busy.
Okay. Would next Tuesday be good?
No,
would
that's
next
right.
Thursday
that's
be good,
that's first of the week, the first of the month.
Well,
you
that's
see.
Right. Long gone. Next
about
Thursday,
about the first
Thursday
week month. After the first of the month, I'm busy.
Okay. Well, then later maybe we can talk about that.
Yeah.
A peach that has been around too long and it shrinks and the skin gets wrinkled. You say the peach is what?
I don't know what you'd call that, unless it just started to rot, that's all.
Well, I was thinking more, it's all right, it's just dehydrated, and it's swiveled or shriveled or...
Well, you can shrivel, yeah, they shriveled out. That would be what we'd use. We'd use the word...
How about a cover for a bed, a fancy one?
Spread?
Spread? Did your mother ever call those anything else?
Yeah. Let's see, what did they used to call them? I don't know what Mama used to call them.
Counterpin? Counterpane?
Yeah, your counterpin was, that was your bolster cover, wasn't it?
Well, that one over the pillow?
Yeah, the long pillow.
Uh-huh. And the long pillow was called a bolster?
Yeah. You see, on a bed, we used to have a long pillow that went the full length of the bed and then two smaller pillows that went on top of it, see.
Mm-hmm. They're dandy for pretty, but not much for sleep.
Yeah.
These are those big round ones?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. How about a heavy bed?
Made out of ducks. Feathers.
Mm-hmm.
Geese feathers.
Boy.
Just the down part, you know.
Those are certainly warm, aren't they?
Yeah.
2 pounds of
geese. We used to sleep on feather beds after we, you know, got to, in fact, she raised a bunch of geese in order to get some beds, you see.
Oh.
That way we got off of the straw ticks.
How about picking those things? Is that a pretty tedious job?
Oh yeah, but she'd pick them.
Put the feathers away, huh?
Put the feathers away, dry them, and air them.
Were you ever bothered with insects with those things? Did they ever get in and eat them?
No, we never was bothered with anything like that. Of course, we